Zeina Erheim is one of the few young reporters who reports from inside Syria. For the past 2 years, she's been living in and reporting from Aleppo. You heard her brave voice at the top of the hour talking about an attack at a school. But Zeina's even more remarkable work inside Syria has been to train young reporters to tell their stories to the outside world. Here, a seventh grader named Mohammed Kotesh talks about the papier-mâché model he built that shows how he wants to someday rebuild his city Aleppo and its streets of rubble. Through this exhibition, I want to show how I would rebuild Syria in the future, he says, and to inspire everyone who has such talent to develop it and take part in rebuilding it. My dream is to become an architect. Zeina Erheim is the Syria Project Coordinator at the Institute for War and Peace Reporting, and this year received the Peter Mackler Award for Courageous and Ethical Journalism. Zeina has acquired the wisdom of someone who at her young age has seen what humans are capable of in both cruelty and strength. And as you'll hear, it's a burden she carries that is also a gift to all of us, with hope for the people of Syria.
There was a neighbor of mine. She is a widow. She has 6 kids. And she stopped allowing her kids to go to school. And I was speaking with her, asking her why. She said, well, I know our lives are in the hands of God and we can't prevent death, but I just want to be killed with my children. So it's her choice is not to protect her kids from being killed, but just to be killed altogether because she doesn't want herself or her kids to suffer from losing the other family members.
Given how long things have gone on and what the civilians have had to endure, do you ever have a chance to ask the fighters, you know, what it is they're fighting for at this point?
They're now in kind of a defensive position. If the regime took over the city, not only the activists and the rebels are going to be killed, mostly massacred, but also the civilians, because they're going to be punished for accepting to be under the rebels' control. So even for civilians who are neutral and they don't have this political position against the regime, they do feel that the rebels are kind of their secure guards in a way.
And does that include ISIS? Do people believe that ISIS can protect them? Are there some people who are happy to live under ISIS, even given all of the horrors that they're responsible for?
A family of my friend is living in Al-Bab, which is under ISIS control. And when they came once to visit us in Aleppo City, they couldn't bear one day. They said, we want to go back to ISIS because there, the regime doesn't bomb. So it's safer for them to be there because the regime only bombs these areas that are controlled by rebels, but not those who are controlled by ISIS. And this is not very far from my own personal experience. But for those who are living under ISIS, for sure they can't express how much they hate it because it's scary and they're scared.
Have you ever looked into the eyes of one of the armed militia or regime or pilots even and seen them look at you as though you're next?
Well, I passed checkpoints, even ISIS checkpoints in 2013. I was scared, especially from ISIS, and I had to have another ID, not to be recognized as a journalist or as an activist. I was even kidnapped once by Shiite militias in 2013, maybe. But my main fear is the sky. This is what I'm mostly scared of, because this is inevitable. This is something that I can't run away from. I can avoid some checkpoints. I can avoid ISIS by not going to their areas. But the fight jet, the Air Force, is something I can't avoid.
Zeina, you've done remarkable stories and have told stories that no one else can tell or has told. There are journalists who've worked in Aleppo who died trying to get the same stories that you've gotten. I mean, this isn't exactly the most polite question to ask, but if out of the sky a missile kills you tomorrow, what will you have accomplished?
Well, I haven't been as much journalist as I wished for. I'm mostly now a media development worker. What I was trying to do in these last 2 years, or maybe even 3, is helping those citizen journalists who want to deliver their stories and publish their news is just to help them, giving them the tools to express themselves rightly and put them in touch with the right media to put this information and stories. So my main work was training those and helping them out in doing their stories. So in terms of the amount of stories I have produced personally, it's not compared to the amount of people that I have trained and their stories. And although I feel kind of guilty because I'm not doing that much for myself, but I feel so much proud when I see their stories and how professional it is. So I kind of see my achievements through them. And even if I'm killed, I know that I have 1,000 citizen journalists who I helped, not only in getting journalistic skills, but also to be recognized as journalists and to work with international and local media. They will go on. Well, I do love life a lot, and I will be sad if I'm killed. But this is our destiny. I wouldn't go to another country to report war. I always wondered why do journalists go to war zones. But this is my home. This is my country.
All right, Zana, you take care of yourself now.
Thank you. I'm doing my best.
Zana Erheim has been living in and reporting from Aleppo, Syria for the past 2 years. She's the Syria Project Coordinator at the Institute for War and Peace Reporting and won the Peter McClure Award for Courageous and Ethical Journalism in 2015.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.